In the years ahead, the Union has the potential to play an even greater role in promoting our shared European values and protecting our shared European interests right around the world. A case in point is that case of global warming, which has just such potential to damage not just our future interests, but actually those of all humanity on an unparalleled scale. I know it's an issue that the Germans are much preoccupied by and indeed have been given tremendous leadership on. And the global community has at last begun to rally, begun to listen to the warning voices, and so now to rally to spare future generations from the consequences of cataclysmic climate change. The agreement reached in Bali reassures us that an international consensus is at last beginning to mount, does have momentum. But Europe has to remember its destiny as an international leader. This is a time that calls for very, very determined leadership. As advanced economies, we occupy such privileged positions. And though there are undoubtedly going to be real costs, there are going to be sacrifices ahead, in truth, we know the people who will suffer first, the people who will suffer worst, are those who are already most vulnerable, most poor. They will bear the brunt. And we are called to be their shield as well as our own. In Copenhagen in 2009, I hope that the champions of coherent collective international action will be vindicated, among them, of course, no better champion than your own Chancellor and indeed the federal government, who within the European Union and the G8 have articulated a vision on the climate change agenda that is absolutely inspiring, praiseworthy indeed. Germany itself has made real progress, been a great witness to what is achievable in renewable energy technologies. We in Ireland are committed to a 33% target for electricity from renewable sources by 2020. It's a very ambitious target for us, but it's one that we set because we firmly believe that it's only by investing in large-scale renewable energy programs that we can create the incentives for research and industry that will make renewable energy cost-effective, efficient, as well as sustainable.